Or if you wanted to use the word book also, you'd say it's whose book?
My book.
If it belongs to the two of us, you'd say it's
our book.
Okay. If a person wants to sue somebody, he hires a
lawyer.
Okay. Now, what time does the clock face say?
4:45.
Okay. And what do you call that kind of support that a carpenter uses?
A horse.
Okay. And what about the one right below it? You put a piece of firewood in it for sawing.
Rack.
Okay. And what about that you put a baby in?
A carriage.
And if you had a baby in a carriage, you might say that you were going to what the baby?
Push the baby.
Okay.
Push the carriage.
All right. Now, in this one, if this is a field and a person wants to get from this side to this side, he can either go all the way around like that, or he can climb over the fence and go this way. So if a person did that, you might say he went what across the field?
Straight across.
Okay. Would you ever use an expression like kitty-cornered or catty-cornered or crossways or yanny whistling?
Yes, those expressions are used quite often.
Well, what one might you use? Or might you use any of those?
I'd say straight across.
Okay. Now, in this picture, this is a street, and one house is here, and one house is here. So you'd say that the houses are what from each other?
Opposite.
Now, in this one, two streets cross, and there's a house here and a house here. You'd say the houses are?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, oh yeah, I was going to go back to... here. Number 67. I asked you about an insect with a long, thin body and filmy wings that flies around over ponds or lakes. Can you think of it? Would you ever call it a darning needle or a dragonfly or a mosquito?
Dragonfly.
Dragonfly. Okay.
Oh, I couldn't think of that. We studied that.
Uh-huh.
We had the picture of it in a book, but I couldn't think of it.
It's funny how those things will escape you sometimes.
Yes.
Now, let's see, I asked you about the insides of a hog, the intestines that can be eaten. Would you, might you call them hair slits or chitlins? Or
chitlins.
Well, that's about all my questions now. But if you've got time, I'd be interested in hearing your opinion on these people going to the moon. What do you think about that?
I think there's been a lot of progress made. I think they were real smart men to be able to manage them.
Well, do you think it's a good thing to spend all that money on the moon program? Or do you think there are other things that... would be more worthwhile for the government to spend the money on?
Well, my own personal thinking, I think it's wonderful to go as far as you can in science. On the other hand, at this time, I think they could use the money for more worthwhile things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I can only agree with you on that.
But I'm not against going as far as they can in science, but it seems now that there's so many things. There's a lot of hungry people in the world.
Yes, you are.
And